This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and Reginald Atitula hanging out with you on a Reaction Monday where we can react to all sorts of things. We can react to Texans, which we don't necessarily need to. We already did that on Friday. So let's react to other things. And it seems like one of you on the 713 on the 5-Hour Energy fan line reacting to the Colts, actually kind of playing with the Vikings a little bit last night, saying, quote, big fan of Buckner from the Colts. He was doing the same thing to the Vikings. And he said, I don't know who it is. I'm a super fan of the Texans, but no joke, I would take the Colts D-line over ours, hands down, sorry. And
I don't agree with that.
Yeah, like, that is real prisoner of the moment stuff right there.
That's impressed with Buckner is what that is.
And he was good. Yeah, don't get really me wrong. Good. Like, yeah. he definitely turned that up to a different level. The Colts lose 21-13 there. But, which... We'll talk more about as we go along on the program, but I was I'm still thinking, give me Danielle Hunter and Danico Autry with the strength and the potential defensive player of the year that is Will Anderson, right? The right. AFC defensive player of the month for October, Will Anderson. And you saw just how important that was. Sam Warren wrote a really interesting piece about just like how much more effective this team is with Will Anderson on the field. And that sounds like just intuitive, but it looks different. And as much as DeForest Buckner does that, Will Anderson does that as well. Plus you have the other guys like Tim Settle and Autry and obviously Danielle Hunter.
And look, I mean, it's cool to be impressed with what Buckner would look like yesterday. No question about that, but you take this offensive line, I mean, this defensive line all day long. It was a really good weekend though.
It was.
It was a good weekend for the Texans sitting at home.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
And you had the Colts losing, which first of all. And then elsewhere in the division, you also have the Jaguars losing, which is fun. Titans won, but, you know, it is what it is. Like, that's fine. But the Jaguars are one of those teams that both the Colts and the Jaguars kind of put up a better fight than I thought they would. And the Jaguars more numbers-wise than actually having the real opportunity, because the Eagles got out to a big lead in that game. And then ultimately the Jaguars had some turnovers and stuff late and were able to kind of get a couple of touchdowns in the third and fourth quarter, but still fell to the Philadelphia Eagles. You called them a not good team, 6-2. You think the Eagles are bad?
No. I was talking about the Jaguars.
Oh, okay.
The Jaguars, and of course the Titans won their game against an awful team,
barely overtime. Barely,
yeah, barely in overtime in New England. But the Colts lost. The Titans, who cares? The Jaguars lost. Hell, the Cowboys are going to be facing here pretty soon. And they've got Dak with the hamstrings. Didn't CeeDee Lamb get something too? Had a little injury as well. So, like, you know, it's setting up for the Texans in terms of the next couple of weeks outside of that little team in Detroit.
That's the thing,
to be pretty good.
Like, the division sets up real nicely, and this weekend highlighted that as we just talked about. Hell, you said this, man. Doug Peterson might not make it to the end of the year the way that team is playing. However, out of the division, there's some real eyebrow raisers I mentioned that the Lions and Packers, when we were drafting the weekend on Friday, that was one of the games that I found really interesting. And unfortunately, it was really interesting for all the wrong reasons for your Texans. Man, this Lions team looks like they get after it. Like, especially get after the quarterback, right, without Aiden Hutchinson. Like, that is one of the things that I found to be really interesting is that, oh, they could still make this happen. Now they're blitzing in order to get some of that done. Tomorrow might be even scarier because
they're going to get an end.
They get get a pass rusher, and now they can go back to not having to blitz in order to get that pressure and affect the quarterback. In addition to the fact that Jared Goff is out here playing pretty damn well, all things considered.
Is 83% good? Isn't he shooting, isn't he completing like 80, 83%, something like that?
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Something like that. He is good.
Good.
They had one. This was the first of their outdoor games, and they traversed that territory very well. Jared Goff doing the two glove thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Lions look downright terrifying.
They jumped into their first outdoor game, you know, in the deep end, like literally. That was a mess out there, and it didn't faze the Lions at all. But here's, you can almost counter it with what the Texans are doing now.
And someone confirmed CeeDee Lamb did get a shoulder injury.
Yeah, he had a shoulder. Dak with a hamstring. But like the Lions, they're in another stratosphere than the Texans. I think we can all agree.
Yeah, their offensive line is the best in the league.
Offensive line, best in the league. Defensive line is really, really good, even without Aiden Hutchinson, and they're going to add a piece. Their run game is ridiculous. Their quarterback does not, you know, miss passes. So they're in another stratosphere. But they are
when he's protected.
But they are in a place where they're not just settling with what they have now. And, you know, Aiden Hutchinson's a big piece, and they're like, okay, we got to go get a replacement. They're going to go get a replacement. Contrast that with the Texans, who fancy themselves as a team that can contend, a win now team. And we have, you know, we have texters, and, you know, there's this thought out there of, well, you know, you don't want to bet the farm or the future, you know, sacrifice the future and all that. Well, what are you? Like again, that's the first thing. Like, the Lions are like, we are a contender. We're going to do everything we can. And the Texans, you know, supposedly a contender, not do everything you can?
Yeah, that's the question. That's a really interesting question to ask. What are you? Because it seems incredibly simple, but I think there's a level of depth underneath it. Because obviously the answer for a lot of people is, and coming in, was this is a contender, right? It was very easy. If not a contender, what is this team? Because it's not a building team necessarily. You do have some young talents, but you brought in a lot of veterans in order to, like, not skip steps, but like push you beyond some of those questions, right? You got some guys that are aging in some way,
yeah, and that aren't going to be here,
I don't know the things that, like, what are the developmental parts of this Texans team?
Developmental?
Yeah. Like, what do you look at this team and you go, this is developmental? Like, maybe you say the defense is secondary?
Now that's an interesting question.
Like, is it the secondary?
Secondary for sure.
Right, when you talk about Kalen Bullock, Kamari Lassiter. Outside of that.
Receiver, Tank.
Mechie.
Nico's still relatively young. Mechie Hutchinson.
Yeah, but this is the thing. Nico is young. He is not developmental.
Like, no. He's getting paid.
He exists as a top five receiver,
but as a group,
in the league right now.
As a group, you've got relatively young, unproven pieces that are trying to prove something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that as far as we go here?
Not the line.
Right? So, like, I can't look at this and say, all right, well, you're building towards the potential of winning a championship. Like, you've kind of put yourself in that place where you should be going for a championship. Yeah. And so, if you did not move towards that, I don't know what the benefit of this season would be, if that makes sense.
Right. The A32 says the Texans need to focus on the construction of their roster for the 2025 and 2026 seasons. They're not ready. You know, we just talked about it. That's not what this roster is. This roster is built to win now. And that's why, when you compare and contrast what the contending, forget the Lions, Look at the Ravens. Look at the Steelers. They're going to go out and get a wide receiver. It's a win now. Must go in on it. And you know the whole thing with the division is pretty much a wrap. So you have to look bigger than that. You have to look beyond that.
Yeah. And if you're planning on having any level of contention, you're going to need to do it, because you look over at like the Ravens,
right?
Who, I mean, Lamar Jackson is out here just smoking things. He's at a 1,114 passing DYAR, defense adjusted yards above replacement. The gap between number one, which is Lamar Jackson, and number two, which is Jaden Daniels, is the same gap between number two Jaden Daniels and number 16 Jordan Love. That's how high level of quarterback play Lamar Jackson is giving them. In addition to, oh yeah, that's right, potential offensive player of the year,
right,
Derrick Henry. Like, yeah, you're going to need to get yourself going, and some of that is going to be addressing some of those weaknesses at the trade deadline. And a fair question comes in from the 832. The Texans got like $5 million in cap. What can they do at the deadline? And shout out to Troy at Texas Cap. $5.5 million is actually closer to the exact number of projected cap space. However, that's not entirely prohibitive, because we've seen teams this trade cycle eat a lot of the money on the deal in exchange for more draft capital or what have you. And so I think the Texans, and this is why you're going to have to really make the decision, like how committed are you to the possibility of winning this year? Because if the answer is yes, you might have to pay a little bit extra premium to get the player that you want, and to have the team that that's sending you the player eat a lot of the money in order to make it happen.
The thing I'm worried about that is, I'm wondering if they, let's say they do that and they are committed to winning, are they good enough to beat the Ravens? Are they good enough to beat the Chiefs? Because
if you protect the quarterback, we know what he can do. That's my answer.
I mean, will that move be good enough to beat to stop a Baltimore Ravens team, though? Because I'm sure C.J. Stroud can do some things, but I'm wondering, like, if you're going to eat all that money, if you're going to give up this draft capital and lose to the Ravens again, or lose to the Chiefs, then you're kind of back at square one, because you did exactly what you did last year.
I started the show with, you don't have a choice. You have to. For not just for C.J. Stroud's sake and health, but because of what we're talking about right now. Like, you're built for now. So what is your choice? Just to sit on your hands?
And it's worth also remembering that Deontay Johnson, who is a good player, I'm not going to call him a great player by any means. The Ravens add him for like a pick swap.
Yeah.
Sixth and fifth, right? So you're getting players that are going to be impactful players for teams, that are going for day three picks. Mm-hmm. So it's also worth remembering kind of the pick range that we're talking about. But yeah, like, I understand what you're saying. This defense has shown itself to be an elite level defense, especially if you get your guys healthy. Now, that is a big if.
Yeah.
I recognize that. And there's a lot of guys that we're looking at. We're going, hey, do we have information? Hell, even Nico Collins is eligible to return this week.
Yeah.
Are we certain that he will? And I'm not saying that to sow doubt or discord, just acknowledging the fact that what have we heard to the ends that Nico will definitely return?
Yeah.
Christian Harris, still radio silence on that front. Like, we were assured that we would
radio silence.
We were assured that we would be
let us know.
They would let us know.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything, have you?
Mm-mm.
Aziz, we haven't heard much on that. He's kind of still been out there. Jimmy Ward. Like, there's a lot of, I understand that. But when this team is largely healthy, not even entirely healthy, this defense has really stood on its head. And if you can get the offensive line to a place where now you can actually do a few things, you have the talented players to make some things work. Joe Mixon has been out here giving you a 100 and a touchdown every damn time, regardless of what you have. Like, you have a lot that you're capable of. There's a few things you need to address, and one of those, I think, is offensive line at the trade deadline. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us on this Reaction Monday. Coming up next, inspired by what was an incredible play in that Eagles-Jaguars game, what for you is the most incredible athletic thing that you have seen? The most incredible feat of athleticism you've seen in a sporting event? Let us know. 713-572-4610. We'll talk about that next.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.